Hi, Paul Sackett's Good News Broadcast. I'm speaking with, your name is?
Heather Kiff.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
All right, good. So, Heather, we're a little bit before the race here in New Haven, and I hear that you're running the 20K. You have a special, you just signed up today?
Yes, I did.
So what inspired that?
Well, I'm going to be running the Philadelphia Marathon in November, so this is part of my training run. I'm supposed to do 12 miles today, so 20K, 12 miles. So I'm here with my group of friends, and we're going to have a great time.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. So are you a marathon runner by nature?
Novice.
A novice?
Yep, this is going to be my first marathon. So.
Oh, the Philadelphia one is going to be the first one? And this is your first 20K ever?
First 20K, yes. First time I'll ever run 12 miles.
So what inspired you to go and do something like this?
I turned 40.
Okay.
And it was on my bucket list of things to do.
Well, congratulations. Well, that's very exciting.
Yeah, I got to stay in shape, you know? Cardiovascular, it's good for the skin.
Okay. And are you training? You're looking great. I'm going to run with you. So you're training for all this?
Yes. I've been doing weekly training runs and long runs on the weekends.
Uh-huh. All righty, great. Were you an athlete and at your early days in life?
I was a swimmer in high school.
Uh-huh. So,
I've always stayed active. I bike, I hike, always maintain a healthy lifestyle.
All righty.
Beautiful. And this looks like it's going to be an awesome race today.
Great. Well, that's super. Thanks for taking some time. Let me ask you two quick questions.
Yeah. Okay.
One is, what's good news for you, since we're a good news broadcaster, in any aspect of your life? What would be good news?
Cool. Anything that's accurate and fair is good news.
Wow, that's pretty darn good. All right, I'm going to ask the last one. I'm involved with World Peace, the International Day of Peace.
Yes.
September 21st, the United Nations, 193 countries agreed to peace. And we've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? What does peace mean to you?
Well, I actually celebrate Peace Day because I'm a teacher at a Montessori school in Yonkers, and we celebrate International Peace Day every year, where we get out onto the field, all the kids wear white, we have a ceremony, and we either symbolize it in a peace symbol, or we all stand in formation in the words peace on the football field. So
I love you.
It brings meaning to me.
All right, I've got goose pimples. It means so much to me. You have no idea. Thank you so much, okay?
You're welcome.
Yonkers, New York. Funny girl. There you go. We love Yonkers. I'm a Tarrytown boy.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Cool.